Thank you, Joy. I'm Donna, compulsive eater. And it is so weird. I thought for sure I was going to see all of you and me, but here we go. I'd like to do the set-aside prayer before we start. Dear God, please set aside anything I know about myself. I think I know about myself, about my disease, about the big book, the 12 steps, the program, the fellowship, the people in the fellowship in all spiritual terms, especially you, God, so that I may have an open mind and a new experience with all these things. Trust God, clean house, and help others. These are pretty scary times with the pandemic, what's happening in Washington, in the world, in Texas, with people whose identities don't look the way other people think they should, for people who are sick, old, alone. Just those sentences make me feel sick at heart, because when I think that way, I'm forgetting to trust God. I grew up with a dad who told me not to trust anyone, and especially not to trust women. He sent us four kids to church, but he didn't go. His church was the racetrack. My mother's church was food. She was a compulsive eater like I am. I lose my way and I forget to trust in something greater than myself, or I rebel because what's happening doesn't fit in with my plan for how things should go. As an addict, I'm selfish. I'm self-centered. It's all about me. Like that Muppet song says, me, me, me. My daughter's in-laws are moving to Seattle. First thought, what about me? What about my relationship with my granddaughter? They're going to be right there while I'm in Tucson. Me, me, me. What about, I think, how fortunate for them and my son-in-law that as they are aging, they get to spend this time with him and his family. Where's my trust in higher power? No trust, only fear. I thought my daughter would be there for me when I get older. Me, me, me. Recently, my husband bought me an iPad for my birthday. It's a long story about people-pleasing on my part. When it came, I realized I had agreed to it, not as an adult, not as a wife, but for the wrong reasons, and I hurt him because I didn't think it through. Joy asked to introduce me today, and I reacted to her request in a negative way. She asked me to say something fun about myself or something people didn't know about me. First thought, I don't want people to know about me. My parents were addicts. They taught me to keep to myself and keep myself to me. I'm a compulsive eater with a food problem and a thinking problem. There is a solution. Don C. from the retreat says, put down the food and change. How I do that is with the help of a sponsor, with the help of a higher power, with the help of the steps. Lately, I've gone through the steps again via a retreat speaker named Don C. I got reminded of many things that were useful to me. In Don's Step 10 work, he says essentially, when you recognize something that needs changing, change it. I was like, okay, Don C., how? No, okay, God. Power, higher power, universe, whatever your concept is, help me, show me, reveal to me. How do I continue to change? What happened for me this time was I asked God to help me. I asked God to show me because I felt stuck. I was even before Zoom, I was in meetings and I was sitting with my arms crossed and I was pretty negative thinking, what's wrong with me? Why are all these people so happy? And what's wrong with OA? Not what's wrong with Donna? What's wrong with everybody else? So when I finally turned those fingers back to me and started looking at what's wrong, I realized that my daily disciplines, my reading, my writing had gotten old and I was resting on my laurels with my daily work. And it was confusing because I was working with a sponsor. I was going through a book with her. I was sending her 3 gratitudes a night. But something wasn't working for me. And it took a lot of paying attention. This request to speak on this subject was useful for me. If nobody else gets anything from it, I certainly have benefited from this. You hear it all the time that service is beneficial, and this service has been beneficial to me. And I hope it can be beneficial to you. In asking God for help, I was on a Zoom meeting recently And this man came on and he talked about this journal that he was using and how beneficial it had been. I can't remember if he held it up, but he said, it's a Region 7 journal. I have that journal. I turned around and there under the bed, under the drawer, I found it. It's brand new. Never used it. A very good friend in OA gave it to me. And I thought, okay, I asked, God's answered. Let me give this a try. Maybe Joy, you show that journal for the people who are on, can see it. And it comes in a lot of colors. Mine happens to be green. And just says Daily Journal, Region 7. So I continued to listen to Don, the retreat speaker, because my sponsor and I were going through the steps with what he was saying. And so doing both kind of at the same time. So I opened this journal to the first page, and maybe Joy would show you that first page. And it says, who am I and what am I doing? And it answers for me. It says, I'm a food addict. I want to recover. To that end, my job today is to trust God, clean house, and help others. Well, that's what you just asked me to talk on, and here it is. Okay, let me use this journal and see where I go. It goes on to say, I'm powerless over food, and my life was unmanageable until I came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. So I've been using this journal for about the last 10 days, and it's been extremely beneficial. I know a lot of people in program. I have sponsees who write every day, who read every day. I'm one of those, in big book talks about people who are not disciplined, not particularly disciplined. Yep, I get up and do the laundry, and I mean, I'm disciplined in a lot of ways, but I had been really resting on my laurels, I think, with that daily discipline, that daily reading, that daily writing. So the book starts out with writing down your food. It asks for gratitudes. It asks for something I like about myself. Oh boy, that was a tough one. It asks for something to keep in mind today. That one has really been beneficial to me. So what I've written in that one almost every day is pause. Pause when I'm agitated. Pause when I don't know the answer. And ask. Ask God. Ask a fellow sufferer. Reach out in some way. Because my own best thinking doesn't necessarily have a good answer for me. It offers me the opportunity to do daily writing. In a recent meeting, I heard someone say, actually, she's somebody who has a number of children, and she doesn't have a lot of free time. And she said, even if I write a little, just if I just sit down and write a little, it gets me centered for the day. So when I saw this, I thought, okay, well, you don't have to write pages. You could write a little. Let's start with something. And then the next page, which I didn't ask Joy to show you, is the evening review. And it's very much like what it is in the big book, or maybe even in the OA 12 and 12. And it allows you the opportunity to look and see, where was I resentful today? So I use one page in the morning, and I go to the other page at night. I ask God in the morning. I start with my gratitudes. I start with something to keep in mind. And then I go to, okay, how did I do today? Was I resentful at somebody? Yep. I was resentful at Joy a couple days ago for asking me to do something that made me uncomfortable and I didn't want to do. Was I selfish? Was I dishonest? I won't read you all the words. I don't know if this journal will appeal to you. I don't know if it would benefit you. I wanted to give you something that benefited me. I'm hoping, as I'm talking, and I won't be much longer, I'm hoping that you will jot down something in the way of trust God, clean house, help others, benefits you. I like it a lot when the meetings are interactive and I get to learn something that you do, some tip, some nugget that I can take away. So I can, if I'm standing in front of that refrigerator, I can go, ooh, so-and-so tried this. Let me try that too. I go to bed abstinent at night, but I wake up every morning an addict. And I have to start over. Yesterday's divine intervention will not help me today. What I asked God to help me with yesterday doesn't roll over. It's not like minutes. It doesn't roll over. So I have to start again. Right now, for me, this journal is what's helping me to do that. It asks me near the end of that second page, what did I do well today? And was there anything I did for others? Today, I'm pushing past my comfort zone to talk to you. So today I'm carrying the message as best I can and perhaps giving you an idea. Maybe you'll like Don C., one of the retreat speakers. There's five of them. Maybe you like a different one. What did I do well? I suited up and showed up. You can't see me. I did my hair. I'm ready for this. God has a sense of humor. I wasn't meant to be seen, and that's okay. Near the end of that page, it says, grant me freedom from. Today, a lot of days for me, it's grant me freedom from fear. I grew up fear-based. My father was a gambler. There wasn't always money. My mother was a compulsive eater. The moods she had were up and down, up and down, up and down. I have to work hard to fight against that fear every day. Fear that my daughter will value the relationship of her mother-in-law and father-in-law more. Now, intellectually, I know that's not true. But emotionally, I struggle with that. And I talked to a friend about that, and she said, you know, Donna, a child can never have too many people who love her. My granddaughter is going to have two people in that same city. She asked a couple months ago, she asked her mom and dad, what's going to happen to me if you guys get COVID? What's going to happen to me if you get COVID and die or you go to the hospital? And my daughter said to her, you call grandma. Grandma will be on the next plane. I'm so glad to be abstinent today. I'm so glad to be have clarity of mind. I'm so glad my 9-year-old granddaughter knows that about me. You bet. There's COVID. My daughter said to me, there's COVID, Mom. Would you get on the plane? You bet I'll get on the plane. You bet. I'm incredibly grateful for everything I've learned in program. I've been in program this time, took me three times, 14 years. I put down the sugar 14 years ago. And Don C. says, two things you got to do. Put down the food and change. I have to tell you, I wrote pages and pages to figure out what to say to you. And I was in the parking lot at Safeway at 6:30 this morning thinking, I don't know what to say today. And then I remembered, trust God, clean house, help others. How I am cleaning house today is with the use of this journal, with the use of my sponsor, with the friendships I have in OA, and with my higher power. Very grateful to be here, and I hope you'll share something that benefits you in the way of trusting God, cleaning house, and helping others. And I pass.